Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
I know I'm right in the chest, bit dog. Pull the white walls, no flex involved.
Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Toke Talk After Dark with your favorite hosts, Mountain Man
and the Wizard,
and our special guest,
the Beach Boy.
Hell yeah, man, super excited today. Beach Boy hit us up and he was like, hey man, I bet you ain't never heard of this shit, and hit us with this crazy alien conspiracy, man. So I am really excited. We're going to dive into that a little bit. I think we're going to touch a little bit upon some other types of aliens. Wiz has definitely got a huge background in aliens and shit like that. Like, he's done his homework for sure. So,
yeah.
I mean, starting off with the smoke of the day, what do we got rolled up in there, Wiz? I think it's a little bit of what? Gelato and something. What'd you have earlier? Ooh, that was a mix.
Slurricane. Slurricane.
Actually, there was three in there. I think it was Slurricane, Pink Runts, mm-hmm. and Oreo. So that other one, yeah, we're smoking a pretty heavy salad today, guys. So pretty excited about that.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah. Starting off, man, why don't you tell us a little bit about... You know what? Why don't you shout yourself out? Tell us a little bit about what you do, man. Come on.
Well, I'm the Beach Boy. I'm a music producer and an engineer for Family Ties. And, yeah, I just make music and do cool stuff with my friends all the time.
Hell yeah, I love it, man. Yeah. That's like my motto is, like, every day when I go to work, I want to feel like I'm not at work. I want to feel like I'm just hanging out with my boys. Mm-hmm. So
that's what I'm on.
Hell yeah.
And I think I'm a model. Even though I'm ugly, still a model.
Listen, not anybody ugly, man.
I fucking dig it.
Definitely a model.
Hell yeah, man. Well, why don't you start off with... Let them know about the conspiracy.
All right, so I think that the government has been lying to us, like always, but the aliens are in the ocean. They're not in space. Even if they are in space, they're too far away from us for it to matter. But they definitely know that they're in the ocean. That's why they're telling us to look up so that we don't look down.
I feel it. So you think that there is intelligent life out in the stars, but they're too far away. But the aliens that we see all the time,
yes,
they coming out of the water.
They got to be coming out of the water because we don't know anything about the ocean. And a lot of unexplained things happen around the ocean that could be explained by somebody living in the ocean.
Nah, I feel that.
And some of the stuff we pull out of the ocean is alien already. Like,
oh yeah,
just pure straight up. I've never seen this thing before.
The angler fish, kills.
Exactly,
bro. That shit is wicked.
There's fish with lights on their heads.
Yeah.
This shit that doesn't have any bones in it, but eight legs.
Yeah.
Like, come on now, you gotta just break it down. All that shit is alien, man.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
I feel it. I mean, I spend 3 years out and like on an aircraft carrier and stuff like that in my 4-year contract. And I have seen some pretty wild shit. I've told Wiz about a couple of stories. I think I had mentioned one on a podcast about, you remember that video that came out not too long ago? It was like that alien spaceship that looked like a white Tic Tac.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've seen one of those before.
I believe.
A couple of those videos were probably even released from my carrier from my deployment in 2015.
It only makes sense. Like, there's parts of the ocean you can't even go to.
Yeah.
But there's stuff living down there.
Oh, yeah.
So how would it not be, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel that.
Intelligent life, especially if they say we came out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the whole theory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, look at that, the whole story of the city of Atlantis.
Exactly.
I mean, they're said to be a race that came from some other planet, possibly Mars, mm-hmm. landed here, and they built a civilization.
Scientifically,
under the water.
It makes sense to me. Like, all right, boom, gravity here is all that, right? Mm. But in space, gravity is way different since that's what they say. So the ocean is probably better for some beings.
Yeah, it's closer to that because they can't breathe in space either.
Exactly.
You feel me? So, I mean,
it makes all the sense to me.
Like, yeah, no, I can see it. Like, why would you live on top of the ground where humans and other animals
and it's dangerous.
And bugs and shit? I mean, there's probably some dangerous shit down there, too, that we don't even know about.
That's a fact. There's probably some big-ass, whale-eating-ass shit down there.
Oh, yeah.
But...
I mean, there's talk about them possibly found a megalodon, as close as, like, what, a year ago?
Yeah.
Like, 6 months ago, something like that. They came out with a special, and they think they found a megalodon.
Yeah, because they found a recent, their big evidence was they found a dead carcass of a whale, and there was a megalodon tooth in it. Mm. So it's like,
how else is a whale nowadays gonna have a megalodon to it?
Yeah, it's
like
exactly.
It's like rolling around in the dirt or some shit like a dog, but I don't think whales do that.
No,
that's not even all, man. That's nuts.
We can't see down there. There's no way, like, me and you could just go down there. Even if you tried, the government would stop you, which is also very crazy. Like, all right, if I want to kill myself, why can't I kill myself by deep sea exploration?
Real quick, when you're saying that, when you just said that, the guy who actually found the Titanic, it makes it weird because it's in international waters, and it was funny that he had to get special permits from the U.S. government to actually go down in international waters.
Because there's bad shit out there they don't want you to see, or they don't want you to experience. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bermuda Triangle. You try to tell me all these accounts of stuff disappearing into the ocean? Maybe it never disappeared. Maybe that's just the fucking door. You go through there, boom. That's how other people get to the ocean.
Mars, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
When we get the Mars River, just hasn't found
that. That's where the third pyramid is, bro.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Crazy.
It just makes more sense than it doesn't make sense when I line all the facts up for myself.
But... I mean, aliens coming out. That most recent video, remember we was watching it? It was, I guess it was off the coast of like some like
and that
Russian.
Spaceship just kind of like comes up out of the water and like, just fucking takes off.
And what was just nuts about it is it was like the raw reaction between everybody. And then it was just when the alien ship came out of the water, like the motherfucking... Everybody got splashed by the water, so it was like...
And it's like, it's not even like, oh, there's 3-4 people standing behind this camera reacting to it while there's other people walking. Like, no, everybody on this fucking ship, bro, is like, oh my god, look at that! You know, freaking out, screaming type shit, dude. It was nuts.
Because that shit is crazy. But they told us, they already told us aliens are real. So now it's for you to deduct where they came from. Every time you see them, they're around water. They're either going in or out, and... Both of those mean that they probably live in the water.
So, like, when you...
At least a couple.
When you say, like, living in the water, like, if we went down there, we're going to find, like, a bubble society down there or something like that.
They could be walking on the bottom of the shit. Like,
or are you thinking, like, you ever seen, like...
There could be a Walmart down there.
Pacific Rim movie?
Yeah.
Like, the third, like, the dimensional aliens. Like, there's a crack in the system. Like, basically, you never seen Pacific Rim? No. Basically, in Pacific Rim, the aliens attacked the world.
Yeah.
But it didn't come from the space. It came from under the ocean. But there was a crack in this, like, space-time continuum, and there was a crack in it.
So no, I think they're dead-ass down
there. The Bermuda Triangle.
Basically. And then basically the aliens were coming from the other side.
If they don't have to breathe and gravity doesn't affect them like it does us.
Even if they do have to breathe and they're down underwater, you know what I mean? And there's a system, some... What if they live underground?
Underwater. There could be a whole nother layer.
Like, they talk about, you know, the ship behind Hollow Earth. Maybe that's where they get to Hollow Earth and
shit. It's almost like, you ever seen the Battle of Los Angeles?
Yep.
Like, their primary source of functionality was salt water.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's nuts that they have to thrive on salt water.
So, essentially, it's like a fish. You breathe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could just be down there swimming and shit. It could be like mermaids.
Oh, fuck. Maybe mermaids are the aliens.
Fucking, exactly.
Except they were just wearing
And then maybe
wet suits.
They're not the aliens. Maybe we are.
Maybe we're the aliens.
And we forced them to stay in the water.
We're the aliens.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. There's too many theories because I wasn't alive back then.
I say that same shit all the time. Like, if there's anything that Bill Nye says in that John Hamm discussion, better than anything, it's the fact that it's... We weren't there. We don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, I wish I was there, because I would have told everybody, nope, it happened like this. But I wasn't there, so.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there. That's why I'm glad we got books and stuff, but then people write the wrong shit in the books.
Because science is essentially just somebody's perception matched with some kind of... And you know what's fucked up is that you say that you believe formulas and mathematic equations, but all of that was invented by somebody as a perception from the reality of nature. Not from that time period, too. Exactly.
So things change within the time periods. Like, if somebody made up math today, it might be completely different than it was back then.
Well, I mean, look at time as we know it. Like, when they made up time is completely different than what the time cycle that we use now.
It's like, and I get it, they justify a lot of stuff, and you can make stuff make sense. That's the point. That's part of being smart. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean somebody can come in and tell us all that shit is wrong and tell us the right way, and then you'd be like, oh, shit, what the fuck? So there's no hours? Like, we're supposed to just do what you want? Like,
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we were supposed to thrive at nighttime the whole time. Maybe our superpowers are locked because we were supposed to be sleeping all day and then doing everything else all night.
I actually believe in a big theory about oxygen. I think oxygen is actually killing us.
Could be.
It's just... Because if you think about it, like, I think the amount of oxygen we use is killing us. Because if you think about, like... smaller creatures and creatures that use less oxygen, like dolphins and whales and stuff. They use oxygen, but they use it in sporadic moments. Like they house it.
Yeah.
And then they come back up and you think them guys can live 500-600 years.
Yeah.
Like so it's almost like a shout, like the monks that like perfecting
your breathing controls.
Your breathing controls and stuff like that. And then some of the monks out there live into 110, 130, 140 and shit like that. Because
you can control your oxygen levels in your body and stuff like that. Because, I mean, oxygen is a toxic gas.
That's another thing you got to look at. Like all the monks and stuff, they live high in altitude, low oxygen. I think we're supposed... No, I think we're supposed to breathe oxygen because that's just how our body is made.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're supposed to have as much oxygen.
Like, we're still evolving.
Yeah. Like those Shaolin monks that are up in like the fucking Tibetan fucking ridges and stuff, they're so high that there's little oxygen up there.
Yeah.
So you just, and they live forever.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel it.
But
the oxygen could
lower
really
gravity
be
too.
To
mm-hmm. Or no, is it the gravity gets higher as you get up?
No, lower.
Lower.
No, whoa.
Yeah.
No. It releases. Yeah. It doesn't keep us like.
Gravity's pulling you inwards.
Yeah.
So the farther you away from it, man, I guess it gets a little lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lighter gravity. That I mean, there's definitely shit that's been proven that the force of our gravity and stuff like that definitely so has an effect.
Different air intake, lighter gravity is probably doing some wonders on their blood.
That's what happens when we used to live on Mars, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
We're adapting to a new. So imagine these are the things that we're gonna face as a society pretty soon here. Like think about it with how far Elon's coming in. In space travel and all that stuff, and sending us, not only sending us, but being able to return from another planet, dude. So that's something we're gonna have to think about soon. Is the effects on the human body of living on another planet
and traveling through and back and forth through space.
Yeah. See, Mars has an atmosphere, but it's
very little.
It's very little,
and isn't it like broken? Like it's only on like one side.
Yeah,
like
it's there's actually proof that it was actually broken from the planet itself. They didn't come from an outside source. It was built. It was broken, basically going this way. It was broken instead of internal. But just think, if we went to like that certain part of the planet where it was like mostly covered, and we could take off our helmet, and we could breathe perfectly.
Yeah,
and. Just thinking of like the overpopulation theory or the theory on us leaving Mars because of a nuclear holocaust and stuff destroyed the planet, basically. But just think if we'd be able to go to Mars and fix the atmosphere and they're like, oh, it's too thin for humans, and somebody just takes off their helmet and they're just like and it's just like they can breathe and it's perfect. And
alive.
It's like not, and then everybody's like, oh, you're only taking in 47% oxygen. What happens if our body was only made for 46% oxygen?
Yeah.
I mean, we can have a Superman effect. We can literally go into the atmosphere and we could be able to pick up boulders that we could
never... I definitely don't think that we know how to unlock our potential, because I've seen amazing things happen with just normal human... Like, you've seen people on PCP pick up cars, so there's no way that my body can't pick up a car.
See, and when I...
I just have to learn how to do it.
Yeah, when you're talking about potential, I don't think we've, as a human race, is reaching our potential like we used to, because we don't have any more outside interference.
At all. And we know anything. That we're not using our whole brain.
Exactly. It's like...
Like, I should be able to release...
10 to 15% on average.
Einstein only had, like
20%. Strength probably
like,
is, if I could, like if I could... In my brain, release adrenaline and turn off certain pain thresholds, I think I could lift a car all the time.
Maybe.
Whenever I would need to. Like, oh, I need to lift a car. Turn pain off, increase adrenaline, boom, pick the car up, save some life, and then go back to normal. There's no reason why I have all these functionalities and we can't use them. It's like having a phone and there's buttons that you know can do things, but you can't push it.
See, stuff like
sounds
that
like
goes...
you got your phone goes, T-Mobile.
Yeah, right. Things like that go back to... I'm not sure if you're familiar with a activist from the 60s called Abby Hoffman.
I've heard the name.
Okay, so, well, he actually believed exactly what you believe. He basically, after the whole Chicago Trial by 7 deal and all that noise, obviously we all know that he was... he passed away under... weird circumstances. Mm-hmm. So in 1989, but he was he actually got pinned closer to his death because he would speak about outside influence from aliens and why we can't unlock our brain is because we as a society push those aliens away at some point and we use TV, cell phones, entertainment, football, baseball, hockey, anything like that to keep that suppressed, to keep us from actually saying, okay, instead of turning on hockey tonight, why don't I read a book about opening my third eye or something like that.
Or just sit there. Or just sit there. To the point where you have to figure out something. Because that's how you create, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a field full of trees and you have nothing... 6 months in, you're gonna fucking make something.
Yeah, and they always push. They always push. Don't self-isolate. Don't do that. That's why vivid dreaming and stuff like that is really frowned upon and stuff because they don't want you to... Like, what's that one? Lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming. I believe that should be more of a thing. I think they should open up bars that you can go into and pay to lucid dream. Because there's machines out there that will make you lucid dream. Like, well, they'll give you the condition to lucid dream. And, I mean, it's pretty intense. I've been in one. It's pretty intense. It's like, literally, it's soundproof. You're laying in salt water. And it's enough salt in there to keep you float. I mean, you can push yourself down and you'll come right the fuck back up top. And then it's soundproof. There's no light. You can't even, like, if you go like this, you can't even see your palm. Like, that's how dark it is. And then you wear these headphones. And then what it does is you're supposed to play, like, melodies and stuff like that to trigger certain, endorphins in your brain to unlock all that shit.
Yeah, that's
and true. That's not pushed. Like, I mean, I've read stuff on Reddit where people are like, dude, I've lucid dream and I put myself into Area 51. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking awesome. But plus it takes a lot of time. And there was actually a book one of the guys on Reddit was talking about is actually we were born to lucid dream, but we've been suppressed from doing it. Because if you think about our mind is probably the most complex thing that the world has ever put into place. Whoever you believe in. The brain, the human brain, is just magnificent. And just to think that we can't... What would make us only be able to have 10% of our brain working? Like, when there's 100% of brain there, why the hell would be our omnipotent creator say, you can only use 10%? Albert Einstein can use 22 because we need somebody like that.
And then it's like, once everybody figured out that we weren't using it all, why didn't it become like a full-blown effort for all of us to be using 100% of our brains? Like,
subliminal messaging. For one, I can, Abby Hoffman's real big on it. The American educational system.
Yeah.
That's another trash. Thing. It's trash.
Oh, dude. At number two, you want to hear this conspiracy theory? Is that at one point in time, the government decided to switch, like, radio frequencies and the music. Mm-hmm. And it went from, like, 98 kilohertz to 115. What's the numbers, Wiz? I know you know.
Well, it's actually a lot higher than we naturally hear, around 297, like, comfortably.
Yeah.
Like,
what they play music at.
Yeah. This is like, to be able for your ears to hear it, and you're just like, okay, cool, it's jamming, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But then, actually, it was the Rothschilds who did it, who backed it, and they made the frequency 497, and it basically, like, it's like I'm trying to think of a term without going overboard.
It's brainwashing.
It's subliminal brainwashing. I mean, it's literally dumb. It's population control minus the killing. Mm. I mean, that's what it is. Because it says it makes you fertile, stuff like that, and like it will literally like. It's almost like you getting cancer from listening to like something go in your brain and it just fucking fries you, and it's just. Just think about taking a drug, and it just fries you. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
Because I don't listen to music as much as the average person. I probably listen to music way less than the average person, even though my job is music. Like, mm-hmm. once I'm not working, like, there's no music playing. Mm-hmm. And I feel smarter than people. Maybe that's just me, but I definitely feel smarter than people.
Well, see, now there's a scientific study. Ready for Beach Boy, ladies. And gentlemen.
And I don't know. I'm attentive, so I do notice that people like that have to have music type, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a level of like, you know, it's a type of person. You're distracted all the time type person. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, okay, maybe that's because of the frequencies.
Maybe. It's a possibility. But there's definitely aliens in the ocean.
Oh yeah, that's hands down. I think the octopus is like the smallest form, like that's like them not caring about, they don't care about the octopus, like you're one of us, but we'll let them have you,
you know?
Like there's a bigger octopus that doesn't fuck with that a little bit.
Oh dude, they just came out with an article, I think it was either last night or this morning I was reading it, where they found a new, what do they call it, something pod. You know,
a cephalopod,
yeah. And it was huge. Like, we're talking, like, huge, like, the size of the boat that they were looking at.
Oh, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, and they just didn't know it was there. In our fucking ocean, bro. Down there.
You could literally be in the ocean, not know anything, what's around you at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much.
But, like, those things about Krakens and stuff like that definitely
had to be real.
Had to be fucking real.
Like, nobody keeps making some shit like that up.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Like, not even a little bit.
And I understand exaggeration. Like, when I think about, like, mythology and all the old stories, I understand there's exaggeration.
Yeah. Like, Moby Dick, he was definitely in a small boat.
But that was still a huge fucking...
But that was still a huge-ass whale.
You know what I'm saying? That shit almost killed him. Like, it was real. Like,
didn't the whale kill
Captain?
Moby Dick? No, that was
not. Nah, but it almost killed him.
Captain Abraham. That was his fucking name.
But there was that one guy that definitely makes that story sound more real. That, remember, he got swallowed by a whale and then spit back out like 3 days later and lived to tell the story.
Not the Bible. Not the Bible. Like, this is like
real deal. Like, it happened in like 2018.
It was a diver.
It happened to his dad. Yeah, he was like grandpa age by now. But he told his son to like let the world know about this story or whatever. And then I guess he came out on TV and everything and eventually actually said the story.
It's believable, bro. You out there fucking fishing in the wrong place and a whale eats you? Like, that doesn't sound like it can't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's completely on accident, though.
Yeah, I mean, they don't mean to.
Whales are pretty friendly to humans. It's crazy that how friendly
they are. Everything's situational. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You look like a fish or something, and he's really hungry.
No, that's like a killer whale.
He's the lowest, not supposed to be in the right place. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, oh, shit, no food's here. Oh, what's that? Like, shit happens. You know what I mean? Fucking shit happens.
I feel it.
That's funny.
Well, hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate y'all coming out. I think that's about all the time we have for today. I really enjoyed today's conversation, man. We'll definitely have to dive a little bit deeper into this conspiracy theory about the water. We'll do a little bit more digging and shit like that. I have to run a special, get you back on the show.
Hell yeah.
But appreciate you, Beach Boy.
Oh, yeah, real quick, shout out to Family Ties, too. We didn't do it in the beginning.
Oh, shit, shout out to Family Ties.
Thinking about that the whole episode.
Hell yeah, man. Good shit. Well,
always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all.